Welcome back to Green Lines. I'm Steve Green on the Charisma Podcast Network. It's always great to welcome a new guest, someone relatively new to the Charisma Podcast Network. She's been on since late 2020. I think she went up, their first show might have been in January of this year, but I think she started podcasting with us last year. And I want to get the name of the show out to you so you can look for it real quick. It's called A New Level Awaits You. And while you're writing that down and make a real dedicated effort to go listen to it, A New Level Awaits You. We'll have her tell us about her show. You'll also hear about a couple of books she's written. We'll spend probably a little bit of our time on Hidden Treasures Within. And the subtitle is Rise Above Your Circumstances. And don't we all want to do that? So my guest is Lois Flewelling. She's with us now by way of telephone. I'm thankful for her. And really glad to welcome you to the Charisma Podcast Network and to Green Lines. Welcome aboard, Lois.
Well, thank you. I'm just so happy to be here.
Well, we're excited about you. We found out that your podcast is already international, that a third of your podcast, maybe a little more than that, are already being listened to across the world, and literally across the world, 70-something countries. It's just great. Did you ever expect that?
No, I did not. But I think it's wonderful. I'm excited about it.
So if we were to ask you, we're sitting on an airplane and we ask you what you do, and you say, well, I podcast. I'm a Christian writer. I do a lot of things. And someone says, really, what's your message? What is it that you try to tell people? How would you answer that?
Well, I'm also a counselor.
Okay.
And I was brought out of a teaching career by the Lord. And he said, I'm going to go into counseling, but it's not going to be the normal counseling. It's going mm-hmm. to be spirit-led. So that's why a lot of my message goes around helping people. It's full of the Spirit, Holy Spirit, and it's also full of just nuggets to help people get in a better place.
Well, that's good. And by that, you're talking about happier, more well-developed, all around, more spiritual?
Yes, that and mentally, emotionally, the whole, yes. I look at the whole person.
Okay, that's great. But you probably start and focus on our thought life, things we think about ourselves and others?
Yes, yes.
So how did God get a hold of you for that?
Well, I laugh about that because I actually was in a church for many, many years, very conservative church. And my daughter went off to Teen Mania in Texas, mm-hmm. and she got hit out there with the Holy Spirit. I got hit in my home. I began having just one encounter right after another. But I didn't have anybody to talk to about it. But that's how the Lord got a hold of me. He showed me things I can see in the Spirit. He opened up my eyes to so many different realms, the angelic, the demonic, because mm-hmm. I also do deliverance as well. So, yes, that's where I began. It was just totally through the Lord.
So your God encounters began to really change your direction, right? Your life was going one way, and this is when you left teaching?
Yes, he actually told me this will be your last year for teaching, and I panicked. But I had a major encounter with him directing me because he gave me a great big, huge assignment to do.
Well, tell us about that. Tell us about the assignment.
The assignment, he told me that I was going to, he gave me a picture of a building. And in this building, I was to have three counselors come in. They're all going to be spirit-led counselors. I would have a equipping and training school. Also host conferences, and I would lead conferences myself. And when I got the picture, I told my husband, I said, can you go find where this building is in our community? When he did, it was in the darkest place in town. And I went, Lord, are you sure you want me to go there and buy that building? Well, I did. And that whole town, the whole section up there has been totally changed. I think there's one or two buildings left. that represent the old, the dark places. And now it's all been renewed and it's wonderful. So yes, we have this, I have this whole.
So you got there first and got a good deal.
Yes, yes. God had it all set up. He really did. But that was so out of my realm. I'm not a business person. I wasn't. I am now, but I wasn't. I didn't see myself as a leader like, you know, that, but I am now. So it took me out of my comfort zone. Let's put it that way.
You know, isn't that one of the great things about God is he just does not let us get comfortable?
No. It's always changing, isn't it?
I remember as a parent, I really kind of wanted my kids to be comfortable. I wanted them to be at peace. And, you know, I don't know if comfort was a word I really thought about, but I didn't want them full of anxiety or I wonder if I can do that. Dad thinks I can do calculus at six. I'm not sure I'm ready yet. You know, I didn't want to put that on them. But at the same time, you know, I wanted them to, you know, really want to do well and be college bound from the day they understood kindergarten. I want them thinking college. Does that make sense?
Yes, of course. Yes.
So as you developed, as God developed you and began to grow you, you speak a lot about the kingdom of God mindset. You know, one of my favorite verses is Romans 14:17. The kingdom of God is not about eating and drinking, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. So when I think about the kingdom of God and that mindset, what definition do you give or how do you describe the kingdom of God mindset?
Well, I describe it as relationship. I think if one thing I could go back and do different, speaking about your children, is that it wouldn't have been about just going to church, doing the programs and so forth. It would have been about having a relationship and living for God in the fullest, day by day, moment by moment. That's the transformation I received. And when the Lord hit me with that, like I explained to you, that changed me totally, my whole perspective on life and living. And I'll tell you, I am just so, I mean, it's exciting to live in the kingdom of God.
Come on.
It wasn't always exciting living in the religious spirit.
So tell me what excites you about it. When you wake up in the morning, why are you excited?
Because he's talking to me all the time. And I talk to him and he shows me things. I mean, I experience dreams and visions and it's just on a regular basis.
Is it prophetic? Is it prophetic stuff?
Yes, very much so. Yes.
So you can go into a grocery store and see someone picking out tomatoes and read their book for them.
Yes, I can.
Does God do that with you? Give you insight to people that you meet?
Yes. I can sit behind somebody and God will just download stuff to me.
My goodness.
And I'll ask, you know, I'll ask him, I'll say, Lord, why are you telling me this? And most of the time it's because he wants me to, you know, encourage them, build them up, or pray for them in some way. And I've learned over the years how to be obedient with that. That's why I say it's exciting. I never had that before in my earlier Christian walk, let's put it that way.
And how often do you walk it out? How often do you give the word that God gives you? Is it just for you to be able to use and keep in your own mind and pray for them or bless them? Or how do you normally respond to it?
I usually do whatever the Lord tells me to do. But you have to see, I'm a counselor. Okay. I'm a therapist in an office. I have two angels in there with me every day. I have an angel of wisdom and an angel of counsel. And the Lord is constantly giving me pictures or something about that particular individual. When I am obedient, then they are changed.
My goodness.
They receive.
Really? So yeah, that's a lot of pressure on you. You got to, like, pay attention and stuff.
Yes. That's why I say it's a deal. It's moment by moment for me. And I'm not, I think God did that to me because of what I do. And when I'm out, I may not be as obedient. I don't want to make people think I'm, you know, doing it right every moment, because there's times when it really challenges
sure.
me, especially if I'm in a store. But I will do it anyway. I will sometimes do it, and sometimes I'll just say, I'll walk by, and then I regret it later. But I've learned how to be more obedient. Anyway, I try.
Well, it sounds like you're doing it. You're being used, and it continues to flow. There's your good sign that if you're still flowing every day you wake up, then I think God's telling you how he feels about your work.
Because I have, I am what they call, I have a prophetic gift for deliverance.
Oh, my. That's hard work.
And that is a very powerful gift, but it can be also a messy gift.
Sure.
You know, some people don't understand it. So I have to have the wisdom around it too. So if I have an unbeliever in the room
yeah.
with me, I have to put it in terms that they can understand
sure.
and not spiritualize it so much.
I get it.
I have to, so yeah.
So you've told me that God gave you an assignment for a ministry hub. And so I want to know
yeah.
a couple of things about that. Like, how hard was that for you to fulfill? And this big vision, why don't you share it with us and tell me what God put on your heart?
Okay, well, the vision, I was actually in a church at the time when I received the vision. So we bought the building. We had to remodel the building. And then I took one step at one third of it at a time. So first of all, I concentrated on the counselors and getting the counselors in there. But I was hit hard because people didn't understand what I was doing. Many people, the pastors and leaders, felt threatened by what I was doing. Didn't understand because we did have the move of the Holy Spirit so strong. So that was challenging, but I managed to just walk through that. And when I did, then the Lord said, okay, now I want you to do the hosting of the conferences. So we've had like people from Patricia King's ministry come. They came several years. Randy Clark's, we've had Joan Hunter, so, you know, various ones like that. And it kind of set the stage. But what I believe God was doing was just opening up our region. We're a very conservative region up here. You know, I'm up in Maine. So that was difficult, but God moved. God moved, and now it's much easier for us now because people expect it. They come expecting.
So I didn't know you were assigned to live in the wilderness in Maine. That's hard duty.
I'm at the end of 95, if that tells you where. I'm on the east side, right on the border.
We're on the other end, so let's come visit. So you've driven the entire
night.
We're at just on the other end of 95. Long.
Is that
yes,
right?
Yes, down in Florida. Yeah. So I guess it ends somewhere down there in the water. I haven't driven to that tip of it. Don't think I will. So what's Maine?
We're up in the blizzard country.
Yes. Tell us about ministry in the winter in Maine. How does that work out for you?
Oh, I mean, we're so used to it up here.
Yeah.
It's not
You're
an
tough.
Issue. I mean, we'll get a few big snowstorms, but we can get through that, no
you
problem at all.
Put it in four-wheel drive and giddy up, right?
We do. We
yeah.
do.
So give we us do. A behind-the-scenes look at Maine. What is it you like about the state?
Well, I mean, of course, we're up on the Canadian border. I'm half Canadian,
okay.
So I love the fact that I can go across. There's lots of things. It's beautiful. It's beautiful up here.
So lots of land.
Probably more in the summertime and the fall. The wintertime, though, my entire family snowmobile, and we use a lot. We do a lot of trips, but we do camping. Ocean, you know, we have the ocean. We
yeah.
have lakes we go to. Yeah, it's beautiful. It's a beautiful state.
So you see a lot of God outside in nature.
Yes, we do. Yeah.
And so in some of those places, you hide out and you've started to write books. You've had a writing career. You've had, God's assigned you to five. You've written four. So I'm going to be a school teacher here and say, where's number five? If God said, write it, where is it? When's it going to be finished? What are you writing about? Pick one.
Well, I haven't even started number five yet. I have a theme, but last year in the pandemic, I had the Hidden Treasures Within one pretty well done. And then the Lord just downloaded that Step Into New Beginnings. And that, I think, had a lot to do with the pandemic, what we were going on. He gave me those eight phases. But the next one, I know it's coming. I have a theme, but I have to do the research. I have to get research on that. So I'm not going to disclose that.
There's a lot of research, and any book is just filled with good research, right?
Yes. Yes, it is. See, I never saw myself as a writer, so this is brand new for me.
But you're well-educated, so you've been writing all the way through school, and you've done thesis and things like that. So you have written. It's just maybe not in a spiritual way. So now God's showing you how to do that.
Yes.
So let's talk about Hidden Treasures Within. Rise above your circumstances.
Okay.
Let's just go right to that subtitle, Rise Above Your Circumstances. Give us a little help here. Most of us have circumstances we're trying to rise above. Give us a little coaching.
Well, in this particular book, God was showing me about how people have so many different treasures and gems inside of them, and it's covered over with all of the junk that we go through. And so that some of it has to do with identity about and lies that they're believing about themselves.
Yeah.
But as I go into the book, what the Lord was showing me is that he wanted me to do more strategies, more tools. Like, I never thought about like the place called enough, that was a good thing. Most people see that as a bad thing. But in the place of enough, you're frustrated, you're finished, it's enough, and then that's when God will just plummet you beyond your circumstances.
Well, does that include having enough of your producer? Is that the place you're talking about? I've had enough? Is that place?
I'm not sure.
I'm making her laugh. One of my goals every show is to make my producer laugh, so that forgive me. But enough is something that, is that place of contentment that the Lord writes about, or inspired Paul to write about contentment.
Yes, yes. And that's all. That can be all part of it. But I think how God wanted me to write about it as a tool. It's a tool to say, okay, I'm not going to stay in this place anymore.
Yeah.
See how it goes with that? A new level awaits
yes.
you. I'm going to get out of this and go into the next thing that God has for me.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what all those kind of tools are used in, because some of the other chapters really is, I love the walk right through tool.
Okay. Why don't you talk about that?
You know, Jesus just walked right through. You know, Jesus walked right through.
Oh, yeah.
And there was riots.
Just showing off.
And they were going to kill him.
Yeah,
and
that's how he got away from some of these folks that were trying to get him.
Yeah. So God showed me how he just highlighted that. And he goes, that's a strategy. And so I write that about that in the book, too. And I use that a lot. And I teach people how to do that.
You teach people how to walk right through stuff? That's good.
Yeah.
Good. All right, so I want you to...
Without getting caught up with it.
I want you to tell me a story of something you walked right through.
Something that I walked right through?
You teach it, so you must have done it, because we know you can't impart what you haven't lived. So give me a circumstance you walked right through.
Okay. This is what immediately comes to my mind. But so God told me to write these books. So the first book... was basically, I was in a very, very dark place. This is kind of hard stuff to talk about, but...
Well, you don't have to.
The school that I was teaching in... No, that's fine, because I think it's funny at the end.
Okay.
But the school that I was teaching in, There was a major threat going on, and I was being, there was three or four teachers that were being threatened, and you know, they would come against us and our families and so forth. My church was kind of really struggling with me because I was seeing and hearing and all this and that. So God says, I want you to write about all of this. So I'm sitting in my bed, and I have my computer in front of me, and I'm kind of whining and saying, Lord, I can't do this. I don't know how to do this and so forth. And so all of a sudden, my eyes became opened, and beside me was a huge angel. And at top of its head was practically up to the ceiling of my bedroom, and its feet were way, and it had its head, hands behind its head, like just kind of lolling around. And I looked over and I said, who are you? And he told me his name. His name was Clarence. And I said, well, what are you doing? And he said, oh, I'm your writing angel.
Oh, my. Like that's that. A story.
Yeah. So from that point on, I walked right through that one. I used Clarence quite a bit, but I used that guide to help me when I get. And I do believe God sends his messengers, his angelic messengers to help us. He sends his Holy Spirit to help us. So.
Amen.
I hope that's okay.
It's a great story. It's your story, so it's perfect. So let's talk about your podcast. Yeah. You've got this new show on the Charisma Podcast Network. You bring it every Tuesday, sometimes Thursdays. It's called A New Level Awaits You, and you've been sort of addressing that as you did probably from your book, Step Into New Beginnings. And by the way, all of your books are available where?
On Amazon. Okay. And also on my website, LoisFlewelling.com.
All right, let's spell that for them so we can get people to your website. Lois, L-O-I-S, Flewelling, F-L-E-W-E-L-L-I-N-G.com, correct?
Okay. Yes.
So now tell us about your podcast.
Well, when the Lord gave me this message, this motto, A New Level Awaits You, He wanted me to help people go from just, like I said, the kingdom mindset, get into that kingdom mindset and to experience things. So I have 12 actually classes I've taught in my school. And by the way, these courses I am now putting up on in Charisma courses,
oh, good.
Actually. I have, yeah. And so what the Lord showed me, he said, I want you to make disciples, but you've got to bring them up each level. So I teach on the prophetic. I teach on authority, understanding the Bible, healing.
So that's the kind of things that we're going to do in your course?
Yes. Sure. Yes.
So you just recently came onto Charisma courses, right?
Yes. Good. Yes. We have a mini course there now, and then we have Hidden Treasures Within course. I did an e-course on that. And then I just sent in Diving into the Prophetic, so that should be up
good
sometime soon.
Well, I'm excited to hear that. Now that you've said it, I remember you're on our courses network. I'm glad you're there as well. So tell me a little bit more about your show. What is your goal? What are you trying to do in each show as you start it? What are you thinking about that you want your listeners to get from it?
Well, I want them to grow in the Lord.
Amen.
And so the show involves many pieces of like I say, authority. Right now, the last few have been, like a spirit of a prevention that is hindering us. There's more that's going to be coming up here on authority, warfare, but also on the supernatural. Just to help them to understand how much God loves them and wants them to be close to him. So even the guests that I have, it's directed for in that way to bring people up a little bit higher in him.
That's good. It's really strong. And you're just doing so many things. Of all the things you do, what is the favorite gift that the Lord is using you for now? You're just doing so much. What is your favorite? What do you really enjoy doing?
Well, I think you can tell I love the prophetic.
Yes, I do.
I do. I love the prophetic in that because I see where that just is encouraging, it's building up, it's it's just bringing people into a new place of where the Lord, where they can see it and they're not stuck in the old things. So that's why I teach on it so much. And I do teach on, like, when I say the supernatural, I've experienced a lot of things. And so I share a lot about that to help people understand, because I believe much of the body of Christ doesn't understand what some of these things are. I don't know if you can agree with that or not, but say, for example, the gift of laughter. I mean, a lot of people don't understand how that helps them.
Mm-hmm. It's a healing agent.
I know that. About a lot of different things.
Laughter is a healing agent.
Yeah.
I've heard of lots of folks that a doctor told them to go home and watch funny movies. Get a couple years worth of Three Stooges and just watch them all. And just laugh.
Yeah.
It's healing. It's very therapeutic. Yeah. So let's talk about the future, and we need to wrap up because we're just about out of time. What do you see the Lord doing with you the rest of 2021? What's the Lord showing you about how we're dealing with COVID, how we're coming out of it? Generally, what's in your spirit about the rest of the year?
Well, I see that. I believe that we're going to be opening up. To be honest with you, our ministry has been opened up for a while now because we believe the Lord can touch us and heal us. So I just sense that the Lord is going to move. I feel a shift coming on. I know people say that a lot, but this feels very strong to me. I feel that the Lord is going to shift not just individuals, but the nation. I feel like I need to say this, but I hope people can understand this, but sometimes the Lord will show me how he's turning the ground over.
Okay.
And you know, when you plow and you turn the ground over and you see all the stuff that's there underneath there that you didn't realize mm-hmm. were there. Well, I believe that's what the Lord is doing right now. And what's going to happen is that's going to get all exposed, cleared out, and then the newness is going to come. And I believe God's still in charge. And we need to trust him for whatever and not go into despair around a lot of this. Just trust God.
That's always a good word. Really good teaching. So Lois, bless us with a verse, a life verse, one that's on your heart right now. Let's end the podcast with a verse and we'll wrap up and call it a great day to be together.
Okay, I have two. Okay. One is that we are more than conquerors.
Yep. Good one.
With Christ Jesus. The other one is, all things are possible. So, I just want to share that out with everyone, that just remember, all things are possible in Christ Jesus, and go for it. Just go for it.
Well, Lois, I'm so excited that you spent time with us. I've been blessed by hearing you. You're a good teacher. You've got a lot to say. You're doing a lot. And let me just say, keep doing it. Keep doing a good work for the kingdom. You're doing some really amazing work.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much.
Well, you're welcome. I'm always glad to have you back. Anytime you have something to say, we'd love to hear from you.
Okay. I'll remember that.
Okay, ma'am. My guest has been Lois Flewelling. The name of her book is Hidden Treasures Within, Rise Above Your Circumstances. And her podcast show that's available on the Charisma Podcast Network is A New Level Awaits You. You've been listening to the Green Lines Podcast. I'm Steve Green on the Charisma Podcast Network. On behalf of my producer, Adley, we want to say to you that there are hidden treasures within all of you. Adley said to tell you that. God bless you all.